Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Soon! Mrs. Butter Butter Jerk, get in here and give me that money!
Oh, no.
Oh, dear! Oh, dear! Winning, it feels a lot better than losing, dear!
Oh. Well, you know, you win some, you lose some.
I was just about to say it. There's ebb and flow. So,
you know what OJ always said, you can't win them all.
Oh, dear, that's so true.
Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh,
like a good neighbor, Cliff and Kendall are here.
Like a virgin.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Hosting for the very first time. We're the 430-something time.
I was about to say, this is not our first rodeo.
This is not our first rodeo.
We're the host with the most. Cliff, we're talking about how to be a good neighbor this week.
Good neighbor.
They've been waiting for us to do that.
Bow.
Oh, that is not how to be a good neighbor.
Is that not how to
do not do that in your neighbor's face.
How do you do it?
Oh, there's a lot of ways, Cliff. Do you want me to start?
I don't give a shit. Whatever. Do whatever. There's noise.
I know.
This noise is coming. It's a pounding, hammering noise near our, former garden shed that's now our studio out behind the big KBSH building. We have our studio out here. They've just started erecting this other building. I don't know what the heck it even is, but some neighbor, they're moving in some office thing. I don't know what it is. I can't even look because of all the noise that's coming. It's making me so irate.
It's too close and it's too noisy.
It's just too close and too noisy.
I sound like an old man.
Come on. Get off the lawn. Did you ever see that Gran Torino movie with Clint Eastwood?
I saw it. Was it Gran Torino? Was that the name of it?
I think so. Wasn't it?
I did see the movie that he took it off my lawn.
Was it great?
It was interesting, yeah. I remember liking it okay.
Can't be.
I was like, oh my God, it's the best movie ever. But
looks
I liked
awful.
It okay. Anyway.
No thanks. Yeah.
for next week's movie review, we'll be
no.
Yeah.
This studio is not 100% soundproof, as you can hear. Thanks to Charles.
I wish it were.
I know. All of our belches would be contained as well. But it's just driving us. I can't even sleep at night, and I don't even sleep here.
And you sleep.
It's so loud.
Only Charles sleeps here in the
floor. Well, Charles can't sleep at night, for God's sake.
He can't sleep at night. Good God. This is a show, so we thought, why not do a show about how to be a good neighbor?
Yes.
Like, how do you do?
Instead of going down the rabbit hole and yelling at these people, let's be a good neighbor.
For sure. Kendall, are you the type of person who has, like, leftovers in your refrigerator?
Now, you know I don't. So
I
let's not go there.
Now, really. I know you're obese. I'm looking right at you.
Uh-huh.
But are you the type of person where you're like, well, we have food left over. Susan maybe flew away somewhere. She had to go to Abu Ghraib or wherever.
Ghraib prison?
I mean, Abu Dhabi. And so she couldn't eat her portion and you box it up and put it in the fridge. Are you one of those?
No. I'll tell you, the few times that there's food left in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Is something I have completely forgotten about. When I brought it home from eating out somewhere.
Uh-huh. What a great surprise that would be.
Well, I know, but no, it's not, because I'll tell you what happens. I stick it in there. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to eat that. And then I forget about it because I have such a terrible memory. Mm. And when I do remember it, it has got mold on it and it smells awful. I'm like, what is that awful smell? So it's never, which I could go get that and give to our neighbor's building.
Oh no.
That would be an example of not being a good neighbor.
Bad neighboring.
Bad neighbor.
That would be a bad neighbor, Kendall.
Now, Cliff, have you ever done anything that made you an exceptional neighbor? Because I got a story for you.
No, I've done many things that made me probably an unexceptional neighbor.
Let me throw that food out the window.
I do throw food out the window constantly. And I think I probably threw a big cup of urine over on.
I might have.
Because they got in my way.
Oh, like to get back at them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not just for fun.
I was like, you just throw urine out the window now, too?
It's a new fad, Kendall. Get on it. It's going to be bigger than Damn Daniel.
It's going to be bigger than Hula Hoops.
Do you know this Damn Daniel?
No, I have no idea.
No, you don't?
No, what's Damn Daniel?
I thought I was the only old out of touch.
No, what's what? Damn Daniel?
It's
I feel like young people are listening laughing at us right now.
They are, and I don't want to talk much about it, but it's the biggest internet thing since, like, whether that stupid dress was blue or white.
Mm-hmm.
That. It's that. It's all over, but it's not even, like, a debate like that. It's some video clip of two teenagers, and one's, like, going, "Damn Daniel, you're wearing your white Vans again."
Oh, I saw some video where these two people popped up, and I think I remember reading that, but I was like, what is that? I never looked at it.
It's the biggest internet news of all time.
I'm too busy throwing urine over the fence.
Thank you so much for bringing it back to our show. I was really not enjoying talking about that. But anyway, I have thrown urine over on the neighbor's stuff, but that was only in retaliation because I was provoked.
Yeah.
Also, 100 years ago when the show started, the gimmick, Mr. Snobbottom.
You mean this episode started?
No.
No.
With the gimmick for the show, Mr. Snodbottom thought it was, right. You know, coast to coast. I lived in New York. You lived in L.A. And in my apartment in New York, at once, somebody moved in upstairs in the top floor apartment.
Uh-huh. They probably had to listen to that all the time.
No, I was several floors below. I was on the bottom floor.
Okay.
Or not the basement, but the first floor.
Yeah.
And my bedroom window was towards the alleyway. And people up above on the top floor put a wind chime on their...
Oh, God.
On their fire escape.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember you telling me this story.
Yeah, and I probably told you on the show.
Probably did.
Listen back 430 shows ago and you'll find it. In the first year, that'd be when it was. And so I'm at home trying to watch whatever, the tapes of The View. I literally used to watch VHS tapes of The View. That one,
not long ago.
That one beautiful year that Rosie hosted before the second, shorter, but similarly beautiful year that she hosted.
Mm-hmm.
This was olden days. I taped it every day. And trying to watch Rosie on The View, and all I heard was the damn wind chime. And so what I did was I went up to the roof. Up the ladder to the roof,
uh-huh.
We can see heaven much better. And I went up the ladder to the roof, and
oh God, I know where this is going.
Yeah, and I just reached over and snip, snip, and that wind chime is buried somewhere
in a landfill in New York,
in different pieces, in a lot of different places.
Oh my God!
So, but you know what? That did make me a slightly good neighbor because I saved a lot of other people from having to hear that damn wind chime.
Well, Now, not to gloat here, Cliff, but we are talking about being a good neighbor, and I thought I'd share this story with you.
Okay.
We had a big snowstorm, you know, in Busheltown here a couple months ago, and we're all snowed in, nothing to do, and I heard about this man that had a heart condition, and he got snowed into his driveway, and I walked down to his house, and I shoveled the snow off his driveway, and I felt like such a good neighbor, and that was one good deed for my life.
I see trees of green, clouds of white. Right.
Kendall shoveling snow all day and night.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful
neighbor. But enough about how great of a neighbor I am, Cliff. Let's get back to...
Well, listen, guess what I did today? I was in line at the Food and More,
mm-hmm.
And the one register was just overflowing with people trying to check out, and there was mm-hmm. obviously some big problem for their cash registers from 1984. And they opened up on the other side over there, and I went and I put down my toilet cleaning supplies and candy bars, but somebody else who had been waiting in line on the other side came up behind me, and I said, "Why don't you go ahead? You've been waiting for so long." And the angels sang.
put a rose on your nose. look how great we are.
And I think to myself.
But now, honestly, doesn't it make you feel good when you do something like that?
It does.
So, see, listeners, get out and do something
makes
good.
Makes you feel like a good neighbor. Oh, not unlike this, but you just started sawing again or something. Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Dude, I'm so sorry to burst in during the show, dear, but is this not the most horrendous sound you've ever heard, dear? I can't hear myself think.
I can't hear myself think, Buzz, and I can't hear what Mrs. Fuzzy Butter is saying. What are you saying, dear?
Dear, I said I can't hear myself think, dear.
Oh, Buzz, I can't even hear myself think, Buzz.
Oh, dear.
This is wearing all of our nerves.
I was in the kitchen, dear. I was making a wonderful souffle for you boys, dear. But I think I'm going to take it over next door and try to use it as a peace offering for the neighbors, dear.
Oh, dear, I have a wonderful idea, dear. Why don't we take that souffle you've been baking for the boys? We'll take it over to the neighbor as a peace offering.
Dear.
And maybe they'll stop this incessant hammering. Oh, the infernal noises, Buzz.
Dear, please, stop rambling, dear. I think I'm going to take this souffle to the neighbors, dear.
All right, listen, why don't you guys just take that souffle to the neighbors?
Yes, why don't you? Well, okay, dear, but I think I'm going to go and take this souffle.
Yes, ask them to turn it down. Turn down the volume. Just stop.
Wait. Dear, it has to be on 375 for a whole hour, dear.
No, wait. Ask them to wait until we stop the show. It's like 20 more minutes, and then they could...
Who needs a toe?
All right.
Oh, my goodness. What a crazy
Maybe couple. That'll get something done that souffle.
Hopefully, you know, if anybody can stop those crazy neighbors, it's Mrs. Potter Butter Churn with her souffle. I'm just sad we're not going to get it.
I'm sad we're not going to get this souffle.
Maybe she'll make another one she gets back.
Maybe. We can hope.
All right.
Yeah.
God, one can only hope.
One can only hope.
Cliff, you know what? I'm going to take a break real quick. I'm going to go see what's happening.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Hey, you've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
When you're watching TV boxing bouts with fighters swinging hooks and clouts, the moment that bell begins to sound, it's Pabst Blue Ribbon from the very first round.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, millions favor. Taste that smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Finest beer, sir, anywhere.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What a great break. But I'm glad we're back. Back for more, just like Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff, I was just looking through all my notes about being a good neighbor.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to say that...
Wait, do you hear that? Oh, maybe that souffle worked. Maybe it's temporary reprieve there.
Well, I'm reprieved for now. Hopefully they will stop long enough or longer than just to eat the souffle.
Yeah, and so we can finish the show in peace.
Yeah.
We just want to bring the listeners a little bit of peace.
we're the wrong people to do that. But no, Cliff, I was just reading the thing that says, be nice to your neighbors. Somebody moves in next to you, welcome them, and bring them a jug of lemonade or a dessert.
A dessert.
See, and that's what Mrs. Potter Butter just did. That's why she's so smart.
Oh, because she took them that lemonade souffle. Kendall, I want to tell you this about being a good neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Organize or participate in a neighborhood activity group.
Oh, that sounds awful. Oh, God, I'm so old.
If anybody invites me to a neighborhood activity group, that's when I'm like, I'm actually soon to leave the neighborhood.
Unless if it's a barbecue, maybe, or not a barbecue, but like some other function where there's lots of food involved.
Yeah, like a bunch.
If lunch is provided.
Yeah, why don't you plan a block party?
Oh, God, no.
Why don't you make a neighborhood watch program or a movie called Neighborhood Watch?
Oh, there you go. Now, there's an idea. Cliff, you should be aware of shared walls. Like
be aware.
Neighbors next door.
Oh, no, we better be quiet.
No, not us. We're not loud at all.
Oh, good.
Not as loud as they are.
Not as loud as they are.
Oh, look, here comes Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
Oh, did it work? It must have worked.
Dear, it seems to be working, dear. They were not the nicest of people, dear, but they seem to enjoy a good souffle.
Yes, I believe we've been successful, boys.
Well, I'm so happy.
Oh, there it goes they again. They must have finished it.
Oh, dear, that is so... etiquette. The etiquette here that's improper.
I was dying, dear.
Oh, dear, I'm going to go pop. There they go.
Maybe they'll get to the bottom of this.
If anybody can, they will.
If anybody can.
Cliff, you know, we always say our favorite part of the job is helping people.
Yeah.
And if we can't help those neighbors, maybe we can help some other people.
Yeah.
You've got questions.
Help me if you can. I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate that Kendall is round.
Mm. Very round.
He's round.
Cliff, do you have a letter you want to read for?
He's a round one. Yeah, I've got one right here. Yeah, all right, there it is. And all right, let's see what it is here. Oh, right. Here we go. Dear Cliff and Kendall. Guess what, Cliff and Kendall? My five kids and I recently moved from Connecticut to Hawaii to help out my in-laws.
Ooh.
My husband, Don, made a big deal about not wanting to move without a job. So guess what? He stayed behind in Hartford.
Ooh.
Now, Cliff and Kendall, I feel like a single mama. And even though I hide it from my kiddos, I'm depressed. I haven't been able to find a job, and Don says he didn't want to come here for... several more months.
Oh.
Cliff and Kendall, how will I go on? My husband and I have been together 18 years, and this is tearing me apart. He seems to be treating this issue as a joke. In fact, he laughs out loud, loud and long, whenever I bring it up.
Loud and long.
Right in my face, Cliff and Kendall. I suspect he likes not having the responsibility of a wife and kiddos. Our youngest kiddo is 2 months old, and she's growing up without her dada. Please, Cliff and Kendall, help me correct my life completely. And that's signed over a barrel in Oahu.
Oh, tell him to get his ass out there.
Get your ass out there, buddy boy.
Why wouldn't you want to go to Hawaii anyway?
I don't know. He's got his reasons.
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know what I think. I read something the other day on the internet about how we just really never know what other people are doing. We never really know why they're doing the things that they're doing. Because how often do you do stuff and you're like, why did I do that?
Oh, every 5 minutes.
Constantly.
Every time I finish a meal.
And so to try to even imagine why somebody else, be they stranger or producer, close producer, why they would do something is an exercise in futility.
All right. Hope
so,
that helps.
Yeah, hope that helps you out there overfed in Oahu.
You just call him and you tell him to get his ass there.
All right.
Here, I got one for you, Cliff. Here.
All right. Motion lotion. Do you ever get any motion lotion from the mall?
What is motion lotion?
I just remember hearing about it as a kid or a teen, like that people would say, oh, you can go to Spencer's, you go to that special section and get some motion lotion.
You mean like lube or something?
I'm sure that's what it was.
Oh my God.
But it was called motion lotion.
I don't know where that came from or why. Anyway, I'm going to help some people now, Cliff. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I have a neighbor. We'll call her Mrs. Smith, who we'll call them, you know. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I have a neighbor, we'll call her Mrs. Smith, whom I see often in another neighbor's yard, which we'll call the Joneses, when they're not at home. I have seen Mrs. Smith pick vegetables from their garden and take them to her house, and Mr. Smith connect extension cords to run to their home in the winter when the owners are away. The Smiths are at least in their 60s and well off. While it's possible the Joneses don't mind sharing their garden electricity with this couple, it does seem unusual. We have security cameras in our yard to discourage the Smiths from coming onto our property. Should I tell the Joneses about these people? And if so, what is the best way to approach the subject? Or should I just mind my own business? I would consider someone a good neighbor if they told me someone was coming on my property like this, but I can't assume that others feel the same way, especially since they seem friendly toward each other and share a property line. What is the neighborly thing to do? And that's neighborly in North Dakota.
Neighborly, there's only one thing to do, and it's a two-step plan. The next time you see these moochers plugging in next door.
Ah. Bell trout in their face.
No, but that could be a possible third step. No, when the moochers plug in next door, wait for the moochers to go back home. Then you go in the dark of night with a pair of garden shears. You just cut that cord.
Oh, well, you might want to ground yourself. You're cutting through an electrical cord.
Well, you could unplug it.
Yeah, unplug it first.
Then cut
it. Then cut it. There you go.
And then plug the dead end back in.
There you go.
And it looks like it was just cut.
Hey, I want to promote safety on the show.
All right, Sally Safety.
All right.
That's step one. And then step two is get a big cup. Hopefully, like a big cup maybe you got from the movies or from a sporting event. Pee in it.
Oh, here you go again.
Go throw that pee.
Why is everything solved with urine?
Because can't you just imagine those mooching neighbors being like, why does it smell like pee? And you silently just know. Oh.
If you live near the fish hatchery, do not piss off Cliff, because he will piss off on your yard.
Oh, you got that right, Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, well, I'm glad we could help some people just then.
I'm so glad, too. Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial.
I was going to say, that song is annoying. Don't touch that.
That song is annoying. I was trying to focus on the podcast.
Yeah, please, even with this loud banging, don't touch that dial. Listen to the show. All right, Cliff, I have a question for you.
All right.
What kids show saying, now it's time to say goodbye to all our company?
Oh, M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
We need to have a song like that for the end of our show.
We should.
C-L-I-F-F.
Well, yeah. Why? Because you. Kendall,
if you can't take a joke.
Kendall, whose game show, Trump Card, got canceled almost before it started in 1990?
All I heard was Trump and I blacked out. was it Family Feud?
No, Kendall is future American president Donald Trump.
Oh, seriously? Yeah. Well, shit, I should have just said it.
Think what a different world we'd be living in if Trump Card was so popular it was still on the air.
I can't believe it. I was like, all I heard was Donald Trump. All right, Cliff, what two not ready for primetime players left NBC Saturday Night Live in 1979?
Was that Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd?
Yes!
Yeah,
no, sorry,
no.
Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. Oh, okay. I thought you were right, but I was wrong.
Yes, no, maybe. Kendall, quit confusing the listeners with your wishy-washy responses.
I'm sorry, I'm like Trump.
Oh, Kendall, what movie may have helped Michael J. Fox cop an Emmy as Outstanding Actor in a TV series?
Oh, is that Family Ties?
No, let me repeat the question to you.
Oh.
What hit movie...
Oh, movie!
...may have helped Michael J. Fox cop an Emmy as Outstanding Actor in a TV series?
Back to the Future.
It was Back to the Future, although I take issue with that question because if you...
He was on that first, wasn't he?
Well, if you watch those old Family Ties, Michael J. Fox was bringing it to every episode, and he was always on and always so good. And you can see why he was the pop culture juggernaut that he was.
Well, and you know, he shot like Back to the Future in the middle of the night. In
at
between
night.
Doing
yeah.
The, yeah. Crazy.
Crazy time.
This is the Michael J. Fox fan cast.
We should start one.
We should. Next week. All right, Cliff. What Three's Company character often walked around in a loosely tied towel?
Did I tell you this week or last week about the channel that Three's Company
oh
comes
on? Oh, my
God. On.
Not again.
And on the weekend, guess what? The Ropers.
Not the Ropers.
On. Yes. Oh, Kendall, I guess that was at Chrissy.
That was Chrissy,
that
yes.
Was Chrissy.
I forgot that you hadn't answered it. I was going
to
move on.
I almost forgot, too. Oh, Kendall, this one's just for you.
Uh-oh.
What was the most popular sports league on TV between 1980 and 1985?
What sports league? Dallas Cowboys.
This is a man who loves football.
Well, I was just being born.
Well, but it doesn't matter because that's what sports league, not what sports team. And the league was the league
of extraordinary gentlemen.
Yes, it was that. No, the NFL.
Well, Cliff, I just chalked that up to you not knowing much about football. So I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
I can read the damn questions that the writers faxed in.
I didn't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
I wanted to read this one question. Well, no, I'm going to go ahead and read this one.
Okay.
what does the Patty Duke Show's theme song say makes Patty Lane lose control?
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to read what newspaper does Alex read every last word of Family Ties because we were talking about
it. Oh, okay. Okay. Kendall. Okay. All right. All right, if you say so.
Okay. I do.
All right, then. Kendall, about that dial, you can start touching it.
Oh, good. I've been dying to touch it.
You can just go ahead and touch the dial. Just go ahead.
Dear, I'm so sorry to come in here, but we had a great idea, dear. We had a great plan.
Oh, to be a good neighbor? A good neighbor?
Oh, yes, dear, yes. We've decided we should send Charles the contractor over to help with the building.
That
would help in so many ways.
Expedite this process, if nothing else.
It would make that move along faster, and it would get him out of our hair for a minute.
All right.
Charles, Charles, we need you to go next door and help these people that are building this building over there finish it up quickly.
Somebody building something? What's going on?
Yeah, you're gonna go help them. Just go next door and help and ask them what they need help with.
All right. I'm gonna go next door. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Charles.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, dear, this is a wonderful idea. Okay, we'll go supervise, dear.
Come on, dear. Charles, help me take your hammer, boy.
Charles, put on your...
All right. All right. I hope that works.
I hope it does, too.
This whole thing goes.
Well, Cliff, I got some shout-outs that I want to shout out to you.
Shout
it on out.
Oh,
these are the things I can shout it about. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, let's shout it out, Cliff. I want to shout out to station KBSH.
Right. 99.
For being such good neighbors to us for these years we have been in Busheltown. And for Dolores and all of them over there.
Like a good neighbor, KBSH is there.
Yes, they are.
Did you sing that at the top of the show?
I did.
Did you sing it or did you just say something?
Oh, no,
I sang it with
conviction. Listen back.
You're not as well as I understand, or I would have remembered it better if you had done a better job. Kendall, I want to shout out to someone. I've shouted out to him before. I'm shouting out to him again because Trevor, the cashier at the Pants Depot, the bottom dressings for the wide and girthful, they do have that rack of big, irregular shirts in the back, and he pointed out to me just all these big, huge, irregular sweatshirts, and, he knew that I have a lot of lumps to cover, and these lumps, and, and it's just pregnant teenage girls have the right idea. Big sweatshirt, nobody's gonna know. Nobody's gonna see you balloon right up. And so he pointed.
I'm getting it too hot anytime soon.
Yeah, that's my fear. I can only wear them till it's about 70 outside. And then I have to jump off a bridge. But no, he pointed me toward the sweatshirts, and they're irregular. They say they're 2X, but they're really 3X. And so I just loaded
that's
up.
That's the perfect thing, because then you feel loaded. Smaller than you are.
I know, just loaded it up on.
Shout out to Trevor.
So thanks, Trev.
All right, Cliff, I want to shout out to Bobby at the Busheltown Water Treatment Plant.
Oh.
They found a dead cow in the water last week.
Did they?
And Bobby just got right in there and he fished it right out.
Thanks, Bobby.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Bobby. Kendall, I want to shout out just very briefly to Hulu.
Oh, God.
Because guess what? And also that channel has those old shows. Hulu also has old shows. And I've been going all the way through Here's Lucy. And
do they have Here's Lucy
on
Hulu?
Six seasons.
Oh my God.
And it's so good, Kendall.
I won't be here next week. I'm sorry, listeners.
it's a lot like the Lucy show, but Lucy's older. It was raised after that.
Uh-huh.
And so it's almost like Lucy is a golden girl because she's like the age of the golden girls, honestly.
Oh, that's great.
And so it's so better. And it's so better.
It is so much better
than like just being alive and not watching Here's Lucy. And so we had a hilarious joke today. I want to shout out to the Here's Lucy writers, the ones that are still with us. You know, and somebody was telling Lucy about her something. They said, oh, you know, you got to tell it like it is. And she says, well, at my age, it's better to tell it like it was.
So it is better.
And so tune into Hulu for hilarious jokes like that. And and all the Golden Girl age Lucy that you can handle.
Well, I'm going to go watch some of that.
I'm going to go.
And finally, Cliff, I want to shout out to Mrs. Potter Butter Butter. Shout out to everyone. She threw a wonderful garden party last week when the weather was so nice briefly there between the snow and the dust storm. And so it was lovely. I want to shout out to her.
What a lovely garden party.
All right, and that
must have been. No, I have one more shout out.
Oh, sorry.
Kendall, everybody has been talking Oscar controversy with all the, you know, the diversity. They just keep nominating honky crackers. And I agree with it totally. And then also I want to branch off with that and say they can't even nominate the right damn white people. Because I just got to shout it out. Got to shout it out. Perennial snubby just has to watch the wrong people win year after year. Jake Gyllenhaal, I can only assume he took it like a champ and, you know, held his head high and was classy through the whole just horrible, horrible Oscar telecast recently, and just seeing the wrong people win time and time again. And so, shout out.
Billy Crystal wasn't there either.
He wasn't there to save us with his hosting abilities. Chris Rock did what he could, but it's a sinking ship, and you can rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic, but you're still going to sink.
Still going to sink.
Chris Rock can give out the hilarious singers, and the show's still going to stink. So, but anyway, I couldn't be bothered to watch since they didn't nominate the only one who deserved it, Jake Gyllenhaal. Shout out to him.
Shout out. That's all the shout outs we got.
Shout. I'm done shouting out and out.
Oh,
and
Cliff.
What was that big sound? What was that noise?
Oh, here comes Mrs. Oh, dear. Did you hear that, dear? Yes, we heard it. What was that?
Charles, the contractor, he was using a wrench to hammer in a few screws, boys.
That sounds right.
And something happened. The whole building that the neighbor was erecting, it came down, boys.
Oh, my God.
And they've rushed the neighbor. They're rushing him to Busheltown General, boys.
Oh, my God. Is Charles sent to the hospital, too?
Oh, no, dear.
He's fine, dear. It missed him completely.
Oh, my God.
That was almost a perfect story.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey, Charles.
So that guy, he said he's never coming back. He couldn't stand all the noise from you guys, like, belching and telling terrible jokes over here. So he said he ain't coming back, even if they can reattach the both parts of his body.
Charles, I don't think I've ever thought I would say this to you, but thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And also, I did spill an old bottle of ranch dressing on your desk earlier, and I'll be right back in a few hours to get that up. I gotta sop it up. It's gotta sit for a while.
Yeah, so, and there it goes again.
I'll let you guys finish the show or whatever you're doing. All right.
Dear, thank you, dear. Well, at least the noise is gone, dear.
Oh, thank heavens, dear. The noise was wreaking havoc on my bones.
Oh, dear, well, let's go make another souffle, shall we, dear?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like the sound
of
that.
Two.
Yeah, make three. Well, Cliff, that ranch dressing on my desk is a little sad. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, Kendall, as though you don't have a million things you can go dip that up with.
I'm not going to touch whatever Charles has spilled all over my desk.
To quote Shakespeare, methinks thou dost protest too much.
Well, Cliff, to quote Arthur Bayer, a good neighbor is a fellow who smiles at you over the back fence but doesn't climb over it.
Oh,
Kendall. Amen to that. Stay off my lawn.
Kendall, food is an important part of a balanced diet.
Yes, it is.
And that was said by Fran Lebowitz.
Oh, wonderful. And Cliff, a man is called selfish not for pursuing his own good, but for neglecting his neighbors. And that was Richard Whatley.
Oh.
We didn't neglect him, we helped him, and now we saw him.
Whatley! Kendall, if you wish to grow thinner, diminish your dinner.
No, thanks.
Hey, that was said by H.S. Lay.
He knows what he's talking about.
Oh, Kendall, this sounds like you. To a man with an empty stomach, food is God.
Food is God. I'm about to go worship.
Said Gandhi, but by Gandhi.
Gandhi? Oh, he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, he also said, be the change you wish to see in the world and host the show you want to listen to.
Oh, I do change every time I eat.
And I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.